So the whole purpose really of this particular example is to show why you use accept, reject. Namely, so here I am, I've calculated my value of f. So I'm doing my integral, so I've done my first value of f, I've calculated f, and then I'm instructed to calculate the value of g. Now it's not so obvious, but it turns out that typically calculating g is much more expensive than calculating f. Because f is just a bunch of theoretical expressions, it's a few exponentials or something, or it's usually quite simple. Whereas g, which is the experimental detection probability, is incredibly complicated because it usually requires tracking the particles through the apparatus, putting in complicated experimental parameters, and so it's a real mess. So often, I don't know, let's say it takes hundreds of times longer to calculate g than f. So here you are, you look at f, and if you were a sort of tired computer at the end of a long day, you will say, look at this silly programmer, here I am, I know this f is very small, let's say it's a value of f of which is 0.1% of the mean value, because this f is going to vary rapidly, and I found f correctly, I can go through and calculate g, but it's going to take me an incredible amount of time to calculate g. And I know it's not going to matter because everything I calculate is going to be multiplied by this tiny f. So what does that mean? That says that this seems a very wasteful thing to do, because we know already after the calculating these first few, the first part of the integral, that this is not going to be very important. It can't be. And because, well, g could be large, but actually in most cases g is either 0 or 1 or a number of that size. It's just not calculable. It's not easy to know what it is. So what one does is you use the accept-reject method. You essentially, the terminology you use is you make the f generation to have uniform weight. So what you do is you calculate f max using the guesswork or otherwise we discussed before. You look at your f over f max, and then you accept or reject that event with probability f over f max. So that's sort of reasonable, because if f over mean f is say 0.1%, that means we'll only accept it 0.1% of the time roughly. And so that's sort of right. We either have a choice. It's either calculate it and weight it with 0.1%, or we reject 999 out of 1,000 of these events and only accept 1 in 1,000 of them, and then we weight it with 1. So these give you the same answer. So what is the big, why would you use accept reject? It's because it's computationally much more efficient, because you can then make certain, you put your compute time into calculating events with high weight, which are the events that count. And so effectively, this is a way of doing sort of a numerical importance sampling. So this is sort of meant to illustrate that this seemingly crude theory of Monte Carlo integration has a lot of, at least, actually they're not really beautiful analytic technologies like you get in differential equations, but these are quite important practical methods which can make enormous difference in the compute needs. Okay.